It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam become more elevated than the rest.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved master Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, once again we welcome you into this beautiful, blessed Silsala of Madani channel, Blessings of Quran. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will discuss ayat number 90 of Surah Al-Baqarah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir raheem. Bi'tha mashtaraw bihi anfusahum an yakfuru bima anzalallahu baghya. Bima anzalallahu baghyan an yunazzilallahu min fadlihi ala man yasha. على من يشاء من عباده فباءوا بغضب على غضب وللكافرين عذاب مهين. For what a miserable price they had sold themselves, that they disbelieve in what Allah has revealed, grudging out of jealousy that Allah out of His bounty would send down revelation upon whom He wills from amongst His servants. So they became worthy of wrath upon wrath. And for the infidels, there is a humiliating punishment. In this ayah karima, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks that Jews refuted Quran Kareem and beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon whom the Quran Kareem was revealed. And they started saying that to whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes and desires, He sends the wahi. Why is like that? Wahi is exclusive, or the revelation is exclusive for our family, for our tribe, for our khandan. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not send Nabi only in our tribes, only in our family? So what is being said in this ayah karima, that these people are foolish. They have done a business, they have done a deal, in which they faced a very big loss. It is an example given for us to understand, because most of the people, they know how to do business. They know how the marketplaces operate. They know that you invest your money, your capital, in order to make profit. So therefore, this is an example that's given in this verse. For example, they are the businessmen, and their capital are their lives, and they buy or they attain or they achieve bad deeds while spending their expensive lives and ages. And after spending their lives and their ages, what have they achieved or what have they earned is actually animosity, enmity, stubbornness against the Prophet alayhimus salam. So therefore, their business is a bad business. Or look at it from another angle, that their lives are kept by Allah Azza wa Jal as security, or as deposit. And they have been told that you have kept your lives as security, as deposit, against the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now go and do the good deeds and bring the good deeds, and then your lives would be released. So instead of bringing the good deeds, they started doing the wrong thing. They started committing kufr upon kufr, blasphemy upon blasphemy, disbelief upon disbelief. So instead of getting the release, they are caught in the prison of the ghazab and the anger of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And in this way, in these dealings, they are proven to be the bad business people who are losers end of the day. Or take another example to understand this, that these people had iman before the last Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived. So they should have accepted him and believed in him. But when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and he claimed and he made the announcement, they turned against him. So instead of iman, they went towards the kufr. So they gave iman and they bought kufr. Therefore, they have been regarded as the bad business people, that they have done a very bad deal, that instead of something that would benefit them getting that, they went into something that would destroy them in this dunya and in the hereafter as well. From this ayah kareema, we learned that hasad, jealousy, is a very bad thing and it is a calamity which eats up the jealous person. And with whom the jealousy is being exercised, who's called mahsood, nothing is going to happen to him. Somebody has said very nicely that jealousy is like you drink the poison and you hope that somebody else must get the effect of it. Somebody else must die. That's not going to happen. If you drink the poison, you are going to die. So if you are jealous of someone, you are hasid, you are caught up in the disease and sickness of jealousy, then the harm of it you alone will face, not somebody else. So the person who is jealous, hasid, he will become ill physically as well. He'll destroy his iman. His heart will be blackened. The person with whom the jealousy is being exercised, he is sleeping peacefully. Nothing goes wrong with him. But this foolish person who is caught in this illness of jealousy, he is burning in the fire of jealousy. And he is shedding the tears of blood, but he gets no benefit. Also, it is important to understand a masala of Sharia, that there is hasad and there is ghibta. And there is difference between hasad and ghibta. If someone desires destruction of another person, that is hasad. But if one desires an excellence for himself like others, that is ghibta. So hasad is haram in all conditions, in all situations. And ghibta, sometimes it is haram, sometimes it is mustahab. It depends what you desire. For example, if you see someone doing good deeds, performing 5 times daily namaz with jama'at, fasting regularly, and you desire that, I wish I could become like him. So this is good. This is mustahab. You will get sawab. It is haram when you see someone doing the wrong things, committing sins, and trying to be like him, or wish to be like him, or desire to be like him. So it depends what you wish and what you desire. So ghibta, based on that, sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad. And as a Muslims, we should always desire to become like pious people, to develop habits and to develop qualities and to develop attributes in which we become the followers of pious elders. And this would be ghibta. And in this way, we'll get the sawab. And we have understood the difference between hasad and ghibta as well. And we also learn from this ayah kareema that nabuwat, even vilayat, is attained only with the fadl of Allah Azza wa Jal, with the blessings of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. One cannot achieve wilayat or nabuwat with his own excellence. Therefore, the wahi of Allah is called here the fadl of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam were Nabi at the time of birth, at the time of creation. And our Nabi Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Nabi even before his birth. So we understood a very vital point that Nabuwat is not based on any kamal, on any excellence. Nabuwat is based on the fadl of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And we also learn from this ayah kareema that the karam and the fadl of Allah Azza wa Jal is not bound or exclusive with any particular nation. He is all powerful. Whatever he wishes, he does. And nobody can stop him. And to whomsoever he wishes to bestow upon his ni'mat, he would do that. Nobody can stop him. So this nationalism or favorism just for their own tribe and family has destroyed the Jews. And many Muslim tribes and many Muslim families have been destroyed because of this kind of feelings of nationalism, that they belong to this particular language group, or they belong to this particular area group, or where they came from, or where they migrated from, etc., etc. So these things are no good for the Muslims. And we also learn from this ayah kareema that this punishment of humiliation or humiliating punishment are only for the kuffar. As far as Muslims are concerned, and if they are punished, that punishment would be temporary to purify them. As the father punishes his son when he does something wrong, when he does something naughty. So that is to clear him up from that charge of the wrong which he has done. As far as the believers are concerned, they would never face humiliating punishment because there is izzat and respect for them because of iman. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Izzat is for Allah and for His Rasul and for the believers. And gunahgar and a sinner is also a believer. Therefore, he qualifies for the izzat and the honor which has been promised in Quran Kareem.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا نُؤْمِنُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا وَيَكْفُرُونَ بِمَا وَرَاءَهُ وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَهُمْ قُلْ فَلِمَ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنبِيَاءَ اللَّهِ مِن قَبْلُ إِن كُنتُم مُّؤْمِنِينَ.
And then it is said to them, believe in what Allah has revealed. They say, we believe only in what was revealed to us. And they reject what came besides it, though it is the truth confirming that which is with them. And that's Torah. Please declare, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then why did you kill the prophets? Then why did you kill the previous prophets of Allah if you were indeed believers in Torah? In this ayah kareema, it is very nicely and in a most reasonable way, it is said to the Jews of Medina. And this is what is being said to them is on behalf of Muslims. And an invitation of goodness is given to them. An invitation of Iman and Islam is given to them. That, O Jews, as you have believed in Torah, and as, O Christians, as you have believed in Bible, you should also believe in Quran as well, because the reason of believing is the same, and that is that these are the kalams and the words of Almighty Allah. But
they said it very bravely. We will only believe in that which was revealed upon us, or upon our Nabi in Bani Israel. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains their statement to Muslims, and he says that, O Muslims, these people are saying that they will not accept any book besides the book which is revealed upon them. And then their claim has been refuted in four ways. The first way is that Quran is haqq, Quran is truth. And they also admit that. And the inkar and the refutation of Quran is batil. So therefore they are batil, they are false. Secondly, Quran endorses Torah. Quran bears testimony in the truthfulness of Torah that it is the Kalam of Allah. Because in Torah, there was a news that Quran would be revealed. So therefore, whoever will refute or not accept Quran Kareem, that person is refuting and making inkar of Torah. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives another argument, and he says that your actions are against your claims, because in Torah there was order to follow the Anbiya alayhimus salam, to obey them, but you did not follow that order. You assassinated them, you killed them. So you tell us, where is your faith? And further, that when Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, upon whom the Torah was revealed, he was there, you followed him. And when he disappeared for a short period, you got involved in the worst kind of shirk, that you started worshipping a calf. So you were always oppressors, you were always zalims. So your refutation of Quran Kareem, and you are not accepting Quran Kareem, and you are not accepting Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the true and the final messenger and the prophet of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, is not based on any confusion. It is based because of your bad nature. It is based upon your oppression, upon your zulm. From this ayah kareema, we also understand the azmat and the greatness of Sahaba ikram ridwanullah ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. That the Jews, they started changing the deen in the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. They started changing the religion in the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. But Ashaba ikram are those people, the companions of beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are those people that even when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from this world, they still worked very hard to collect Quran Kareem, and they protected the ahadith and the traditions and the sayings of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they fought with Musaylimah Kadhab and those who were refusing to pay zakat, and all their efforts were to give protection to the deen of Islam, which Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought to them. From this ayah kareema, we learn that to debate with the kuffar is the sunnat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and it is mentioned in Quran Kareem. So when there is a need, Muslim scholars should prepare themselves to debate with them. And we also learn from this ayah kareema that it is the way and the method of Prophets alayhimus salam that to debate and to put up arguments against those who have left deen or who have adopted another path which is contrary to the path of deen, but still claim that we are on the deen, for example, bad mazhabs, and to give them ilzami jawabat, means to give them intellectual arguments, is the way of the Prophets alayhi salam. And we also learn that to believe in some prophets and not to believe in some others is kufr. Because every Nabi makes tasdeeq, he verifies all Anbiya. So if one does not believe in any one of the Prophets alayhi salam, it is equal to not believing in all the Prophets alayhi salam. So those who denied Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as being the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, they have denied Hazrat Musa alayhi salam as being the Prophet of Allah. They have denied Hazrat Isa alayhi salam as being the Prophet of Allah. They have denied Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam and Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam and Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. All 124,000 more or less prophets alayhim salam, they have denied all of them. And we also learn from this ayah kareema that to go against the prophets alayhim salam, to have their enmity, animosity, or to assassinate them, or to cause hurt to them, is kufr. Because in Quran Kareem it is mentioned that the Bani Israel, they were saying, we are believers. But their kufr has been mentioned because of assassinating the prophets alayhimus salam. So their iman has been refuted and their kufr has been proven based on their causing hurt to the prophets alayhimus salam. And we also learn from this ayah kareema that to be pleased with kufr is also kufr. See, in this ayah kareema, even though the Bani Israel who were at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they themselves did not kill the prophets alayhi wasallam, but they were pleased what their forefathers did to the prophets alayhi wasallam. Therefore they were being told, taqtuluna, you kill the prophets, you assassinated the prophets. So when a person is pleased or he agrees with the kufr of a kafir, he himself becomes kafir. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our iman and keep us on the right path. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
It's my plea that the message of the Quran be revived.